Study author: couple of years of coronavirus killed about as many as three decades worth of firearm deaths. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 29, 2022. Dr. Eric Fliegler of Boston Children's Hospital, one of the authors of a study looking at firearm-related deaths in the United States, observed that it took coronavirus just a couple of years to kill as many people as died in firearm-related incidents over the past three decades. The study, published on the JAMA Network, found 1,110,421 people intentionally or accidentally died in firearm-related incidents from 1990 to 2021. The Hill quoted Dr. Fliegler commenting on the number of firearm-related deaths. "That is roughly the number of people who have died from COVID in the last couple of years," he observed. The Hill noted, "In 2020 and 2021 there was a 25% increase in firearm deaths in the United States." Fliegler believes that job losses, economic turmoil, and other outgrowths of the pandemic may have contributed to the sharp two-year increase in firearm-related deaths. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.